Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Back by popular demand, Fiddles and Friends returns to the Performing Arts Center in Rapid City tonight and Straw Bale Winery in Renner on Saturday. Proceeds benefit Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. You can get your tickets at sdpb.org/fiddles. Before all that fun and festivity, though, we have the gang here for Moment in Sound. They are gathered at SDPB's Black Hills studio, and they'll be playing live in just a minute. So I'm going to say hi to Larry Rohr. Thanks for bringing the group in today, Larry.
Did you hear that?
You're welcome. I'm over here with Tom Schaefer.
All right. We have a great group here. We've got Kenny Putnam, Owen DeYoung, Dr. Tom Schaefer, Mike Connor, Boyd Bristow, Al Raymond, and Larry Rohr on bass. If you come out to the Renner festivities, you get to see Nick Schwayback on guitar as well. Larry, how hard is it to get this group together, or does everyone just say yes the second you say Fiddles and Friends? Let's do it again.
Subpoenas were involved. No. What's really, and Tom and Owen and Kenny can tell you more, but these three fiddle players have known each other a long time, are very accomplished in their own styles, and have had professional music and other careers, and have played together off and on, like in ones or twos, and the rest of us have had the chance to work with all of them, and thought, you know, why not on purpose have these three guys be our three tenors, and have the three fiddle players, and it's just magic. Everyone is great friends, and there's a lot of musical talent, so it's been fun, and I think we're going to have extra fun tonight and tomorrow night.
Larry, I'm going to ask Owen a question here in just a minute, but first I'm wondering if you want to start doing some math, because how many bands or configurations of bands are actually represented by this group, do you think?
About three dozen. The math we've been working on, Boyd's wife, Dar, said, how many years have all of you played professionally if you totaled it together? And between Mike and Boyd and myself and Al, we were at 201 years, and we hadn't counted Kenny or Tom or Owen yet. So we had an over-under at 350, and I think it's going to be closer to 400.
Owen DeYoung is here, obviously a longtime friend of South Dakota Public Broadcasting, our morning classics host for a number of years. We still miss you, Owen DeYoung. Thanks for coming back. Tell us a little bit about how retirement has been treating you.
Pretty good. Can't complain, except I've been mowing the lawn too much this summer.
Owen, when this group gets together, how do the rehearsals go? Is it more talking and less rehearsing, or do you just sit down and start playing? Tell us a little bit about the rehearsal process for this gang.
Talk, and then we play a little bit, and then we talk some more, and then we all meet at the bar.
Let's go ahead and hear a little bit of what you've got going. Larry, I'm going to turn the show over to you for a few minutes and set us up. Tell us what we might be hearing and what you're going to play for a bit, please.
First thing, we're going to let the fiddle players talk, and that'll be Kenny and Tom and Owen, and they can introduce the songs, and we've got some picked out here for the next 15 minutes or so. Go ahead, boys.
All right. We're going to play Goodbye, Liza Jane. We worked up several things with three-part fiddles, and we worked them up mostly long distance because nobody lives real close to each other, but we're going to see what happens. We did practice last night, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
you, sir.
This next tune, let's see, this is this is written by Mike Connor. He's going to sing it for us. So he's getting his mic in place there, pulling it up towards his mouth. This is called Don't It Just Make You Wonder by Mike Connor.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just make you wonder where you're gonna lay your head. Cause you put on the traveling shoes now for just a little while, you said. You look out of the window and the countryside's going by. Once in a while the rain falls, once in a while you cry. Just what it costs. Cause you're walking that tightwire every day and hoping you don't fall off. Hope you don't fall
next tune is one we've been doing for quite a few years now. Kind of a Merle Travis song, I Am a Pilgrim. And we'll have the fiddles kind of kick it off from the turnaround. 1, 2, 3. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. And I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. I've got a father, sister, and brother who have gone this way before, and I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on that distant shore. Take it, Owen DeYoung. Let's hear all those fiddles play. Come on, guys. That's what I'm talking about. As I go down to that river of Jordan, just to soothe my weary soul, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, dear Lord, I believe it would make some land. I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand, and it's not made by hand.
Let's jump ahead to the fiddle medley and wrap up this segment.
Okay. This is a fiddle medley the three guys are going to do here. The rest of us are kind of wondering which ones they are. Go ahead, you know.
Well, let's start with this one.
Tom Schaefer, Owen DeYoung, Kenny Putnam on the fiddles. It's the Fiddles and Friends tonight, the Performing Arts Center at 7, and tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 at Strawbale Winery in Renner. And we'll be back after this from the Black Hills Studio, and more to come on In the Moment.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're celebrating Fiddles and Friends of Public Broadcasting today from the Black Hills Studio, SDPB's Black Hills Studio. They're playing live from the South Dakota Community Foundation Gallery today. Here's a little bit about the band. We've got fiddlers Kenny Putnam and Owen DeYoung and Dr. Tom Schaefer there. On bass, we have SDPB's Larry Rohr. On drums, Al Raymond. And guitar and mandolin, Mike Connor. Guitar, Boyd Bristow. And some events coming up here tonight. They're all, the gang's all in Rapid City to play at the Performing Arts Center in Rapid City tonight, and tomorrow night they'll play at Strawbale Winery. They'll cross the river and head over to Renner, South Dakota for tomorrow night. You can get your tickets at sdpb.org/fiddles, and all the proceeds go to benefit Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. So we're going to get back to some more live music here in just a minute, but first, a little question for Mr. Fiddler Kenny Putnam. I was doing some research today and looking back into some newspaper archives, and a whole lot has been written about Kenny Putnam, as you might imagine. And Kenny, I found this article about how you ride unicycles and pogo sticks and balance things on your nose, and I had never heard that about you before. So I'm wondering what sort of secret talents sort of exist in this group as well. And Kenny, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that.
No, I wasn't in the circus. No, I learned to juggle in a parking lot. I was parking cars for the Melodrammer, and I was start juggling gravel. And that's where rocks, and that's where I learned that. And then the unicycle kind of evolved. We used to make them out of tricycles, and they didn't last very long, and they were horrible to ride. And we had stilts. We walked on stilts, and then the balancing thing kind of just happened because it's a trick. It's shtick you can use on stage, you know, once in a while. So that's how it started. And I don't do it all at the same time. So,
is there more to the shtick? Do other people have secret talents? Anyone want to throw one in, a story about someone else in the band?
Well, where do I start? Yeah, the lawn mowing thing.
Visual talent of Otis Van Hove.
Yes, there's that.
Sound effects.
Really, I'm quite boring, Lori. You probably already knew that.
I don't believe you. All right, there's nothing boring about the music, and so I'm going to kick things over to Larry Rohr and the group so we can have more moment and sound with Fiddles and Friends from the South Dakota Community Foundation Gallery at SDPB's Black Hill Studio. Larry, go ahead.
A song called Stumblin'. Thank you. stumbling. Mike's putting down the mandolin, adjusting the microphone, and grabbing his guitar.
Yeah. You should be here, yeah.
Yeah. I used to do play-by-play. And this is a song called New Cut Road.
Yep. One, two, three, four.
Coleman Bonner was a fiddle-playing fool, backwoods rounder and a breaker of mule. Coleman Bonner's got a wore-out bow. He's been playing 2 days down the New Cut Road. But Coleman's little sister said, "You bet or I cried. Our daddy's going to Louisville. He'll be back tonight. He's got a new wagon and a good set of mules. We're going to move to Texas. We just waiting on you." Well, Coleman's daddy, he pulled up in the yard. Said, "Pack up your lights, kids, it's getting too hard. Just the other day, I thought it's too many people. What, just the other day, I thought I saw a church steeple." Now Coleman says, "Daddy, don't you worry about me. I've been in Kentucky on a day ID. Gonna drink that sour mash, gonna raise that mare. I got me a woman with fox red hair. Now y'all been moving west since the day you got married. I'm getting off of that wagon, Daddy, I'm too old to be carried. Gonna stay in Kentucky where the bluegrass grows. Gonna stay all night down New Cut Road." Hey, now. Daddy said, "What's this world coming to? Young people these days are just as stubborn as mule. I can't make him go, he's too old for that. It's that damned old fiddle and that bowler hat." Now Coleman's mama, she says, "Let the boy stay. He's been raised up solid, he can find his own way. But as for me, well, honey, I'm with you. I always thought Kentucky was just passing through." Well, Coleman's little sister, she started in crying. But Daddy shook his head for the very last time. Coleman's mama said, "Somebody's gotta do it. There wouldn't be no Kentucky if you didn't stick to it, Coleman." Coleman Bonner sat on the porch of that cabin, watched them all go to Texas in a covered wagon. Then he pulled out his fiddle and rosined up his bow and played a little tune called the New Cut Road. Play it now!
Tom Owen and Kenny on the fiddle and Mike singing the New Cut Road. This next one's called Heart of the Heartland, and this is a Peter Ostrushko song, wishing him the very best. And this is a melody that was one of the themes when he used it in the soundtrack Ken Burns did in his film on Lewis and Clark. So you've heard it on public TV, and here it is on public radio. Dr. Tom taking the lead on the second round there on Heart of the Heartland. Here's one that you may have to pull over if you can't keep up with us on this one, called Sure Beats Me. Say, Lori, I know we're coming up on the end of the program. We're going to play a little more, and we'll just play, and you fade out when you need to. But we hope folks come out tonight, enjoy the music, and have a good time at the Performing Arts Center in Rapid tonight at 7. And then tomorrow night, starting at 5:30, the performance starts at the Straw Bale Winery near Renner. And bring your lawn chair out for that. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty nice, and there'll be some refreshments available at each location. And if you need to, walk up, get a ticket at the door, or you can get it online at sdpb.org/fiddles, or walk up and get it at the door. Enjoy the music, support public broadcasting. Owen, Kenny, Tom are on the fiddles, and we'll play out with a little Georgia Brown.
Thank you so much, Larry Rohr, and the rest of the crew. Thanks as well to SDPB's China Locket for her help with the show today. That is our show. We hope that it served you. Thank you to all our guests. Coming up after the news break, we've got Kara Hetland with Innovation. She's going to talk about lung cancer screening for high-risk smokers. Eddie Sullivan is with us for some promising research on anti-Ebola immunotherapy and much more. Kara Hetland is up next. From all of us at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, thank you for listening.